edificios, en Margaret and Mary, Second Patroness of our Congregation, you can take a seat. Epistle is taken from St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, he that glory, let him glory in the Lord. For no he that commend himself is approved, but he whom God commends. Would to God you could bear with some little of my folly, but do bear with me. For I am jealous of you with the jealousy of God. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. We stand up to hear the most holy gospel is taken according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven shall be like to them 10 virgins who, taking their lamps, went out to meet the bridegroom and the bride. And 5 of them were foolish and 5 wise. But the 5 foolish, having taken their lamps, did not take oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with the lamps. And the bridegroom, tarrying, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom come, go ye forth to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. The wise answered, saying, Lest perhaps there be no enough for us and for you, go you rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. Now while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. But at last came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answering said, Amen, I said to you, I know ye not. Was ye therefore, because you know not the day nor the hour. The words of the Holy Gospel, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. Take a seat, sisters, and brothers, and great feast for us. We are benedictus on the most sacred head of Jesus, founded by our Reverend Father John Bautista Muart. And the sacred head of Jesus is our founder, our novice master, and the one who is ordering, organizing, and governing everything. And he is the one who gave to St. Margaret Mary this great, great devotion. He asked her to tell the whole of mankind, first to the Pope, that to anyone who will repair his most sacred heart against the offenses of men, for 9 consecutive months of 5 Fridays and consecutive, only with intention of receiving communion, with the intention of repairing his most sacred heart, he will promise heaven, not a good death, eventually heaven. And well, the context of this is precisely St. Margaret Mary. She was being prepared in many ways to this great message. We can see first that when she was only 7 years old, she was being taken care of some nuns, friends of the family. And she said in her biography that when she was 7, 8 years old, she found herself repeating again and again, Lord, I bow to you perpetual virginity. Lord, I swear, I offer to you my perpetual virginity. She said that he will say that for days and months when she was 7 or 8 years old. And after that, because the circumstances, the mother had to leave the children. She was the number 5th of the children, in charge with relatives. So she was being taken care of by relative who will not feed her, who will do violence of punishing her. She will not receive permission even to go to cross the street to the church to mass. And what beautiful, because Saint Magdalene Mary, she was just 10 years old, and she never complained, because God gave her the grace to love in the cross. And she never told her mother about these events, because according to her own testimony, she found joy in suffering for our Lord already at that age. So here she first entered the Clare order of St. Francis. But God moved her to the Visitation, Divine Providence. And she was on bed for like 4 years with a malady, like arthritis, something like that. And she was really suffering. When she started in 1672 receiving these apparitions, and she already was very holy and very dry for many of crosses. But the year before the apparition, she said that she has received many voices and many inspirations saying, "My heart is offended, my heart is suffering, my emotional heart is suffering, is being offended." For 1 year in a row, she will reflect and meditate upon those things before our Lord appeared to her. So she was ready. By being perpetually promised her virginity from the very early, 7 years old, suffering huge crosses and being dry and being pure at that moment, very humble. So our Lord entrusted to her this message that he said, in my infinite mercy, I want to shower my mercy of my love upon mankind. Tell them, I will, if anyone console my heart these 9 Fridays, I will give all the grace necessary for a good death, to go to heaven one day. And Saint Magdalene Mary, of course, she obeyed, she delivered the message, even to the king of France. That he was supposed to put the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus also on the shield of the French army to be protected against the enemies. And he will not. But this is the sign of our congregation. The Most Sacred Heart of Jesus is the same who Saint Magdalene Mary received. It's providential, because we are obliged, like Saint Magdalene Mary, to spread this message of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which is our patron saints. The first patron saints of the congregation is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the second patroness is Saint Magdalene Mary. So we're obliged to repair constantly. So Jusserum was telling the brothers in the retreat, the one appointed by God to repair the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus has been the Blessed Virgin Mary. From the very beginning, the incarnation, she was a perfect Mother of God, and the worthy, and the with all the graces necessary, all the love necessary to repair, to love, and to console our Lord. And because Fatima precisely appeared, requesting the devotion to her Immaculate Heart, revealed to us that she will take care of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, but now the focus will be her Immaculate Heart, saying, "I will take care of our Lord. It's my office of mother. From the very beginning, especially at the foot of the cross, as in my solitude, I was to be with him, consoling him, repairing him." So this is why God revealed to us that the focus will be the Blessed Virgin Mary, and repairing her Immaculate Heart, her sorrows, her solitude, as the best way, the most perfect way to console our Lord. That was the secret, the main revelation of Fatima. That our Lord will be consoled greatly and highly and completely in a perfect manner if we just consult the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it is no coincidence neither that in Fatima, the last apparition, she appeared first as the Aguadero of Mount Carmel, which is telling us that that event is going to prove truth of her message, that that message is for these moments. And by appearing with the vestments of the Mount Carmel, is telling us God wants devotion to me. The scapular represents the devotion to Mary, the consecration, the perfect devotion, to be dedicated to her service. And after she disappeared, well, no, her dress changed from being Mount Carmel, dressed as a Mount Carmel, dressed as a Valero of Sorrows, with seven swords, black, all black, telling us, okay, you want to be devoted to me, now is the moment to do it in my sorrows, in my anguish, in my desolation, in the offenses I've done against my virginity, my maternity, my purity. And after that appears Saint Joseph with the child Jesus, the Holy Family, blessing the world, no? And I will reveal to Jacinta after Saint Joseph was placed there, because through him, peace is going to come back to the world one day. So Saint Joseph always, he will be the entrance to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. He's the perfect husband to Mary, and the one who has the keys to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the secrets, as a husband, he knows. Entonces, therefore, the whole circle has been closed. In order to repair perfectly the most sacred heart of Jesus, we go to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And in order to please and to accompany and to be with Mary in her solitude and her sorrows, we have to do it through Saint Joseph, with Saint Joseph, together with Saint Joseph. So there will be, precisely as a convent, a family in which, together with Saint Joseph, we console, accompany, and serve, and know Mary. And by doing that, we repair, we serve perfectly our Lord Jesus Christ. And we cause the Most Holy Family to live again on earth in a convent. This is exactly the circle of what has been closed down. Saint Margaret Mary, Fatima, and Saint Joseph. And this is why the miracle of this song is precisely the power of Mary to avert the chastisement, or to bring the peace upon us, the peace of God. So unfortunately, the world has not heard nothing of the warnings. They had not been devoted to Mary, they had no repair, her Immaculate Heart, neither the Sacred Heart of Jesus, so punishment is pending upon us, through the secret of Fatima. It is necessary purification in order to our ready to reign. So this is why we keep praying and asking the Most Holy Family to govern us, to reign us, to teach us how to be a good family in a community, in a convent. Taking Saint Joseph, remember, Saint Joseph is superior. The Blessed Virgin Mary is the novice mistress. And we have to be like Jesus, little Jesus, very simple, very humble and obedient, silent, hard workers, and allowing our Lord to take over our life so that we may console Him through Mary and through Saint Joseph. This is the program, dear sisters, of our congregation, our vocation, very lofty and high and beautiful. May Saint Margaret Mary, let's pray to her today to help us in this vocation, in this desire, and to fulfill the desire of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, that the world will be coming back to Him through the Blessed Virgin Mary in Saint Joseph, in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.